Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, this is the dramatic warlord and barbarian speaking to the nation direct tonight. It's a dark and stormy night over much of the country. Now, I have said for some time that Trump's wall should have been built 50 years ago. Both mainstream political parties in America, the Democrats and the Republicrats, really have one degree of separation now between them. And this is why I am a proud nationalist. Because only the America First nationalists are truly for a real wall to block out millions and millions of illegal aliens from the mongrel third world. They are chomping at the bit to invade the nation. There was a movie back in 1964 starring Burt Lancaster and Kirk Douglas called 7 Days in May. It's an excellent thriller. It's a film about a military political cabal and their plan for the takeover of the United States government in reaction to the president's negotiation of a disarmament treaty with the Soviet Union. Sound familiar? It almost sounds like the quote-unquote Russian collusion narrative currently being pitched by the mainstream Bolshevik media. The movie has an all-star cast and depicts a military coup, or it could be a soft coup in today's language, to overthrow the U.S. president. It's the current deep state plot that President Trump must defeat. It's the book with the same title, 7 Days in May. Check it out. It was written in 1961 and into early 1962, during the first year of the Kennedy administration, reflecting some of the very real events of that era. And it goes like this.
This country will probably live as if peace were just as big a threat as war.
We've been hating the Russians for a quarter of a century. Suddenly, we sign a treaty that says in 2 months they're to dismantle their bombs, we're to dismantle ours.
I'll make the point again, sir. I think the signing of a nuclear disarmament pact with the Soviet Union is at best an act of naivety, and at worst an unsupportable negligence.
There'll come one day when they'd have blown us up or we'd have blown them up.
Colonel, look at this.
You're clear, as you know already. I'm exactly ComCon, James.
ComCon, horse racing. What the hell is going on here?
Mr. President, have you ever heard of a military unit known as...
ComCon. You got something against the English language, Colonel?
No, sir.
Then speak it plainly, if you will.
I'm suggesting, Mr. President, it's a military plot to take over the government. There's some time this comes, sir. We've got 4 full days left before Sunday. We're going to have to come up with a list of men I can trust. The man on the right, that's Murdoch, General Scott's aide. On the left, that's Colonel Brockwick. He commands the base in Site Y.
If I'd gone up to Blue Lake, they'd have tried to kidnap me.
There's no question about that. The man's views are more than just extreme. More on out-and-out fascism.
Whether you've just been impressed into the Secret Service.
Thank you.
discovers your plan for the military overthrow of the United States government.
I presume, Mr. President, you're prepared to back up that charge?
I am prepared to brand you for what you are, General. You want to defend the United States of America? Then defend it with the tools it supplies you with, its Constitution. You ask for a mandate, General, from a ballot box. You don't steal it after midnight.
It's called 7 Days in May. President Kennedy had read 7 Days in May shortly after its publication. He believed that the scenario as described could actually occur in the United States. In November of 1961, President John F. Kennedy accepted the resignation of the vociferous anti-communist general Edwin Walker, who was indoctrinating the troops. Good for him. Under his command, with personal political opinions, and the general had destroyed former President Harry S. Truman, former United States Secretary of State Dean Acheson, former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, and other recent, still active public figures as communist sympathizers, although he was no longer in uniform. Walker continued to be in the news as he attempted to run for governor of Texas in the 1960s and made many speeches promoting strong right-wing views. And the alleged JFK assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, purportedly fired rifle shots into the home of General Walker in April of 1963. Now, at the same time, the U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff, Curtis LeMay, at the time of JFK, was so angry with Kennedy for refusing to provide air support and cover for the Bay of Pigs invasion and for the Cuban rebels. That invasion was in April of 1961. So tonight, we have invoked the Germanic gods, Thor and Odin, from the German Ardennes forests to unleash their lightning bolts and their winter fury in Arizona, the nation with their snow, freezing rain, cold, and ice. As we know, there are storms brewing all over America, and we are prepared. It's the Winter Offensive on the Von Wehut Show, KFNX 1100 AM. Tonight, big show. We have Ragnar the Viking calling from his mountain fortress. And tonight, we will start the show with a song called Storm.
Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m. Last year, the Treasury Department says that there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in the United States than in the entire history of our country put together.
The Fly Mackey Show, every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Renaissance Festival is back!
Huzzah!
Weekends now through March 31st.
You love the Renaissance Festival.
Great shopping, a giant crafts market.
New shows featuring sea fairies, mermaids, and merriments.
Non-stop feasting and more.
The Renaissance Festival is back.
Weekends now through March 31st.
Discount tickets available at Fry's and Fry's Marketplace or rimfestinfo.com. Presented by Delta Airlines, Fry's, Pepsi, Budweiser, and Guinness.
Eisenhower said, plans are nothing. Planning is everything.
The Paladino Financial Group believes the same holds true for investing in your retirement account. It is not those who invest smart during peaks in the market, but those who plan smart for the long term that gain the most from their retirement savings. Creating a sound plan today is the first step to making sure you have the money you need during the income distribution phase of your retirement plan. To request a consultation, visit www.paladinofinancialgroup.com and take the first step towards planning smart for your retirement.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health Formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Now, this is a Von Wehhunt show tonight and big production of the infamous episode 155 of the legendary show which bears my name. A cult classic, the star date of 2/21/2019. And this is the Jesse Smollett fake hate crime meltdown show special tonight. Our sponsor, as always, the Arizona Gold Exchange, gold, silver, and guns. Get up there, folks. 2535 East Bell Road. I recommend Bunker as advised. Me, we've got Ragnar the Viking calling from his snow-capped mountain fortress. Ragnar, are you there tonight?
Yes, Vaughn, we have Valhalla.
Valhalla, sir, how are you doing?
We are doing good, hunkering down and surviving the winter.
Is there snow up there and ice in your mountain fortress? You call in once in a while, but it's good to check in with you, sir.
It is ice and snow, but it all good because spring is about to be eternal again. So we're all good here.
Yes, we do love winter here in Arizona on the Von Weekend Show. It's my favorite season of the year. It reminds me of Bavaria, Thor, and Odin. And what are your thoughts tonight, sir, about the comings and goings and the news of the day? Anything that you want to bring up?
You know, it's been one of those news cycles that almost, it just boggles the mind. That I have I watched the Smollett thing on TV. In fact, I saw the interview he had with Robin Roberts on ABC. And this guy, if nothing else, is a phenomenal actor. I mean, he nailed that interview. I thought he was great.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's just acting. It's not going to be truthful. But he was good. I got to admit, he's probably underpaid.
Yes, he's acting on all kinds of fronts. Unfortunately, the police there in Chicago, he's looking at 1 to 3 years in prison, and he should not be left off the hook easily.
Well, I think that's the thing. We have discussed this before about having these hoaxes that have been perpetrated on the American public and the complicity that the media goes along with it, as long as it fits the narrative. We've had this discussion, but at the same time, no one's really put the hammer down on any of these individuals. That's the reason why these things keep on coming on and coming on. I think someone has written a book, and I forgot the name of the book that he wrote, but he chronicles about over 50 of these hoaxes in the last 5 to 6 years.
Yes.
And people forget about them because, I hope this time it resonates with people. I hope this time people say, you know, we can't go along this way, but you know, that Linsky-type attitude is what they're using as the bludgeon, and I hope it backfires. I'm really hoping what I'm hoping to do is that people are able to see through the absolute veil of media complicity that's going on here. That, to me, is the hope, and I know the folks along in our group here and up in the hinterland, that's what they're hoping, but if follow history, people just forget about it, but I hope they don't. This time I hope it sticks.
Totally agree. They tend to shrug things off, you know, and it's amazing, this news, Ragnar. It really is. And by the way, this is great Viking weather all across the country. It is.
15 inches. We had 15 inches just the past, 2 weeks ago.
Love it. Yep. Let it pour amazing snow. And that'll at least snow in the liberals, because we know that they're weak, and they will not leave the house if there's snow and ice outside. They will contain themselves to their barracks, and they will not venture out with the good people of America. So that's why we like snow and ice on the show. But Jesse is a mess. And, you're right. We need to throw the book at him because the ripple effect would be amazing. I mean, he's got the TV show, and he would be an example to be made out of. And he's a guy that blatantly, brazenly, you know, in my view, he flipped America off in their face and said, call me out on this and catch me if you can. Well, it's all breaking down around him, you know.
Right, the acting, you should see it. He goes, I can't believe people would even question. I mean, the arrogance of the guy.
How dare
he? Oh my goodness! How dare they? Exactly. I was impressed with his call, and I think he did a great acting job. But it turned out it's just that, though.
We question everything on the Von Weekend Show, and especially fake stories.
You know? I'm glad someone is. I'm hoping that people can remember this next time you hear something. I mean, I was discussing with my folks here that when I first heard the story about nooses and bag of country and everything, I'm thinking to myself, you know, we are talking about Chicago, right?
Right.
I don't know too many guys running around at 4 o'clock in the morning wearing red hats going, this is mega country.
It just
doesn't fit, you know, the common sense for one. And two, I don't know anybody, at least anybody that I know, that they wouldn't even contemplate such an act.
Can you imagine white guys, Ragnar, walking around parts of ghetto Chicago with red hats in a rope. Give me a break here. Come on. This is so outlandish. When I first heard it, I laughed.
Yeah. Well, I just thought, I looked over and I said, you know, this is, I'm hoping this is going to be debunked. And I said, I got 99.9% sure in my gut. This is all just a bunch of hooey. And, you know, hey, it turns out that way, unfortunately, and fortunately at the same time. So these stories, again, I hope people just keep on remembering them when they hear these things and go, you know, maybe got the thing happening at Berkeley, just, you know, I don't know if you saw that thing at the Berkeley with the kids getting the fight and getting punched out. We had a situation there, and the kid is completely on camera. They got a great facial shot of the guy, and there's probably going to be no restitution at all in that case either. But it's, you know, this is stuff that's just, it's a classic example of point the finger at somebody and say, hey, this guy does this, when the real perpetrator are the people who are doing it. So it's just classic, what do you call that? There's a transference, I think it calls in psychology.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking is going on here.
Yes, so. It's projection. It is, you know, it's a lot of things. Psychologically wrong with Jesse Smollett. I mean, that guy is, he's flipping off America to their face. And you're right. How dare we question him? You know, my audience, my weaponized listeners will question him. We will call him on the carpet. He will be held to account, Ragnar.
Well, he's got some. Hopefully, he's got some felony charges racked up against him too. I'm hoping it's just not us. I hope it's the Chicago and the Attorney General there and everything else. I hope that's what's going to bear the brunt on him. And I hope he has to pay for all the costs that the Chicago police had to undergo to do the investigation of this case.
Right. So I want to see Jesse on the highway picking up trash. For all the people to see.
And wearing an orange jumpsuit.
Well, orange jumpsuit with a big guard.
Well, that would be something, but my hope is that, you know, there's folks in there that actually, you know, bow their heads and, you know, we're taking this too far. That's my hope. But I've got a feeling that this is just like anything else, just one of those things you're going to try to sweep under the carpet and forget about it. And just wait for the next thing that happens. You know, it was only about a week ago when we had this, or two weeks ago, we had the incident in Washington, D.C. with a 16-year-old kid wearing a red MAGA hat.
Right.
And being harassed by a couple groups, and they blame it all on the MAGA guys, and all they're doing is waiting for a bus. That turned out to be a crock of crap. So, you know, it's the same crock going on and on and on. It's just a different story, different day. And the media, again, it's a complicity. They're just picking up the story because it's a narrative.
Yeah, and kids had no idea who the black Hebrew Israelites were. They're being screamed at. Those kids are from a high school field trip looking for their lunch sack and looking to go to the next monument.
Right, and you hear them in the video saying, hey, where's the bus, we want to get out of here,
right.
Because they've had all this stuff is, you know, encroaching upon them, and all these kids are doing is crowding, and so they decide to go do a school cheer, and that's being looked at, the media looked at, oh, see, they're doing something trying to incite violence. Nothing could be, these are 15 and 16-year-old kids.
That's right.
It's just one thing after another, and you can wait 2 weeks from now. There'll be another thing to pop up, Ragnar. That's unfortunate.
Ragnar, can you hang on for one more segment?
Sure.
Great. We'll get you on the next one. Folks, don't go anywhere. We have Ragnar the Viking from his mountain fortress, snow-capped castle, and he shall be here. We got Iris the Pirate on hold and Glenn. Big show tonight. Don't go anywhere. The Von Wien Show, legendary at your service, America.
TV anchor Jesse Smollett is maintaining his innocence after posting bond Thursday. His attorneys say the Chicago police put on an organized law enforcement spectacle when the superintendent told facts about the alleged attack. Randy Kay tells more.
The bottom line is these two guys laid it all out for police. They painted the actor as the driver of this whole scam and provided police with all they needed to arrest and charge him with a felony. Smollett, by the way, was in court. He was pretty stone-faced inside the courtroom, didn't say much, and he was released on $100,000 bond.
Federal Judge Amy Jackson warned Roger Stone that if he violates her gag order again, she'll throw him in jail. The judge questioned Stone about an Instagram post of her picture with crosshairs and the words, "The fix is in." More from Kara Scannell.
She made it very clear she did not believe Roger Stone testifying today. She thinks that this was a serious threat, that it was a deliberate action that he had taken, and that one that she is taking quite seriously.
On Wall Street, the Dow ended down 53. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for tonight, we'll have rain that could be heavy at times with a low of 41. We'll have showers Friday morning. We'll have a mostly cloudy day with a high 51 with winds to 20 miles an hour. For the weekend, we'll have a sunny Saturday, our high 54. We'll have a mostly sunny Sunday with a high of 61. Again, tonight's low 41, and I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 40 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, talk, touch their hair. Details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones we carry with us every day. Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. Brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
America in the morning. Mornings at 6 a.m. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. The home of America in the morning.
Do you have a business and want to reach people? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, and I've helped thousands of people do just that. Book a spot on my show to get the word out about what you do. Call me at 602-228-4629 or visit my website, networkingarizona.net. Networking Arizona, heard every Tuesday and Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Networking, it makes a difference.
Discover the power of vitality in sexual desire with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Women's Power and Men's Potency. Buy two, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Saturday at 9 a.m. here on KFNX.
There's quite a big difference in just living and living well. The aim of the Successful Living Show is life and how you live it. Join John and Millie every Tuesday at 11 a.m. for Successful Aging, only on KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
KFNX is the most fearless radio station in America. Just know that Barack Hussein Obama was not a real war president or a president of war. Obama is the human personification of the mark of the beast. His fallen angel is Hillary Clinton. His devilish Marxist uncle is Bernie Sanders, otherwise known on the street as BS. We hope people all over the country will not take the mark of the beast when the time comes. Let's get Ragnar back on the line from his Alpine Castle and Mountain Fortress. Are you there, Ragnar?
Valhalla again.
Valhalla! You were talking about Jesse Smollett and his alleged fake hate crime. And it's amazing what's been going on. Your final thoughts, sir?
Yeah, I don't know how to belabor anymore. I just, I'm hoping that people don't forget. That's the whole thing. The forget how we're so easily led, and so many people just easily forget things and pass it off as, oh, well, no big deal. Well, this is a big deal because if you look back, it's been going on and on and on and on. It just hasn't stopped. And the reason why it hasn't stopped is because no one's prosecuting the people who perpetrate these hoaxes. And so I'm hoping that things are going to change. But, I thought you had some questions for me, Von Wehunt, today. You said you're going to ask me some questions.
Well, yes, but just to touch on what you said there, your recap, I totally agree with you, Ragnar. We have these people that feel that they're untouchable, that they cannot be approached. How dare you impugn my integrity? How dare you ask me questions or question my motives? But let's turn the tables. If Jesse was a right-wing nationalist, or if he was a Republican or a conservative, they'd be all over the guy. I mean, because he's a liberal, he's a minority, he is in Chicago. That is also Barack Obama territory, like I was talking about. He's right there in the belly of the beast. So he's saying to America, don't question me, let me off the hook, and we're not going to do that.
Well, I think it's worse than that. I think if it did something, if it was just the opposite, it was just completely the opposite scenario, as you mentioned, you wouldn't have heard it at all until the same thing would have if the same thing would have occurred and he made it up, then the media would kind of have pounced on it. But you would have never heard about it. It doesn't fit a narrative. It's not going to be broadcasted.
That's
the world we're living in right now.
Totally.
We're only getting one-sided news. We're only getting one-sided news.
Right. And I've said for years that we don't have any free press in the country. The press corps, the TV, and the print are all left-wing. They're all communists, Marxists, socialists, uber-liberal Democrat. We don't have a free press where we have many papers or TV shows that are right-wing and independent and left-wing or whatever. So it's all slanted to the left and the hard left.
And you have, you have certain universities, not to name names, but one in the West Coast, and there's some on the East Coast too, but not to name names, that the professorship really don't want students to have. They only want students with a certain ideological bent. They don't want a conservative students in there. They don't want to have that type of thinking because they can spoon feed these people that have this ideological bent, and they can give them anything they want to say, as long as it fits a certain narrative. And these kids are going to eat it all up. And they don't want an independent thinking. They don't want independent thought. It's the reason why you hear these talk show hosts and other folks like Ben Shapiro and people like that are trying to go on these universities and they're looked at being hate speech. I'm like, no, it's like the lunatics are running the insane asylum. It's absolutely crazy, but it's a narrative that we live in today. And people just have to, realize that. I'm hoping they did. They did it in the 2016 election. Will they do it in 2020? I don't know.
Right.
They're able to see through it, but will they see through it this time? I don't know.
Very good point. Yes. Well, my question for you, Ragnar, is what are the people doing in your mountain village for fun?
Wow, that is a different question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's cold, so there's a lot of ice fishing going on.
Nice.
If you've ever gone ice fishing, if you never have gone ice fishing, I should say, you should go. It's a lot of fun. Especially if you like drinking, stronger beverages.
Adult beverages.
But,
yes.
Yeah, stronger beverage. I don't want to lead people on.
We're a family show, exactly.
Yeah, it's a family show. I understand. And, it's a lot of camaraderie. I have to say, everybody, complains about the snow, but I have to think it's beautiful. I know if you have to get out of it and drive in it, it's a whole different thing. I get it. Most of the folks that we know here are very local.
Right.
And the jobs are very close and you're doing things. But, we do a little bit of ice fishing. There's people who like to, believe it or not, curling's really, really popular.
Nice. A guy just texted the show and he wants to know if the Budweiser horses are up there carrying beer for a big German beer garden or party.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. You did hear the story about the couple Clydesdale that got stuck on the ice and they got pulled out, right?
I did hear about that.
Well, they did have the beer with them, yes, and I think the beer weighted them down and broke the ice. So, They never made it to us because they were rescued in time, but the beer did get there.
Good.
Let them know. Rest good. Assured, the beer got there. So
thank
we're all good.
God that happened.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was almost a crisis. Let me tell you.
It was almost a national crisis. That would be where Trump could invoke another national emergency if the beer doesn't arrive on time. For God's sake.
Well, I'm telling you,
I had the smartest audience, there. Ragnar. They had the best questions and they are very inquisitive. Another one writes in,
okay.
He wants to, love it. He wants to know what does Ragnar wear a real Viking helmet? I think you do on occasion.
Well, I'm not going to let anybody, change their thoughts about, they just hear a voice on the radio and they think, this guy's got to be this way. Or right. That way. I don't want to ruin that, but people need to know that the Vikings never really wore hats with horns on it. But, again, I don't want to ruin a lot of
but we like to think that they did.
But yeah, I don't want to bust anybody's bubbles. Well, sure, I have one.
Right. Thank you. That's the correct answer, sir. Yes. Yes is the correct answer.
Thank you.
My last question for you is, how's the wife and kids doing? And the dogs.
Thank you for asking. They are doing great. We've got a couple that are in the big university. The wife with her new career, second lease in life. And we're empty nesters as I speak. So, everything's good. I have to say everything's good. So, we're all healthy and no one's sick.
Good.
Thanks for asking. It's really good.
Ragnar is an empty nester. He is well prepared, and he's ready for war.
Ready protection. Protection only.
Defense.
It's protection.
Defense.
It's protection. We're more on the not aggressive side. With the history of the Vikings and all that, we're very aggressive, and then we turn not so aggressive. But we are very protective, and I think that's probably the best place people need to be. So,
I totally agree. Ragnar, thank you so much for calling the show.
You're welcome.
Mountain Fortress. A real treat for my audience tonight. Mahalo, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ragnar.
Mm.
Great. Let's get Irish Pirate on to close out this segment, and then we'll go to Glenn and Paul in the next segment. Irish Pirate, are you there?
The Irish Pirate is here, General Von Weehunt.
Yes, sir. How are you doing tonight?
It's a wet one, it's a cold one, and we'll be riding it outdoors for the next probably 8 hours or so. So I just hope it doesn't get too far below 40, because who knows what's going to happen if this wetness becomes ice. I don't think the Arizona drivers are ready for this.
I went a little too far in invoking Thor and Odin, and they did hear my plea for more winter in Arizona, and they had delivered snow and ice in abundant quantities. So I love winter here in Arizona. And now it's a winter wonderland in northern Arizona. Plenty of snow and ice for sledding and skiing, for beer gardens, and all kinds of good parties. Your thoughts, sir?
People that know me have been saying, wow, you must think that Arizona's crazy. And so I lived in Wyoming for 10 years. If you don't like the weather there, you wait 15 minutes. But Arizona, as long as the weather is harsh, people will give us more respect, and that's the way I look at it. And the weird thing is, we only really have difficult weather, maybe 2 months out of the year,
right?
And that's perfect. If it's perfect all the time, you're going to attract the wrong people, like Southern California does.
Exactly. We don't want to be invaded by the mongrel hordes. Irish Pirates, we love you calling the show. Please go back next week. We have a lot to talk about. I want to hear your rendition of the book or anything else you want to bring up.
Well, I got a few.
Awesome. We thank you, sir. That's the Irish Pirate calling from an undisclosed location somewhere in Arizona. I shall return.
Hey everyone, this is Ken Beckrick, owner of Online Trading Academy Phoenix. One of my students recently told me that Online Trading Academy is the best kept secret in the Valley. Well, let me tell you, if you're a business owner, the last thing you want is for your business to be a secret in the community it serves, even if it is the best one. So I'm offering a series of complimentary workshops to get the word out. The workshop will benefit beginners who want to generate monthly income trading the financial markets. Additionally, it'll benefit those who have no interest in trading but want to manage their long-term retirement accounts. And if you're an experienced trader who's struggling to generate consistent profits, this workshop's for you too. Admission is free for those who call 8448-INCOME right now. That's 844-846-2663. When you attend, you'll also receive 5 of our most popular home study courses absolutely free. Call 8448-INCOME now. Seating is limited. Call 844-846-2663 today.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Brian Kilmeade and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Did you know 14 million people in the U.S. have heart disease? It's responsible for more deaths than cancer in the U.S. This month, Healthy Souls magazine features a fun analogy to help you keep your motor running, offering tips to maintain a healthy heart and other heart-related articles, along with some heartwarming stories too. A free copy of Healthy Souls magazine can be found in medical offices, pharmacy counters, car dealerships, and community centers. For more information or advertising, contact Monica at 480-204-3090 or email Monica at HealthySoulsMagazine.com.
Who are you? Where are you going? What are you becoming? The Spiritual Renaissance broadcast deals with major issues of this life and focuses on a clearer understanding of Jesus' teachings and the untold potentials within mankind. Vern Grimsley uses parables, short stories, and historical references to bring to life the dynamic spiritual message of Jesus of Nazareth and the incredible potential within each of us that can be activated by faith in God and service to others. Sundays at 8:15 a.m.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
And now some ground rules for the show. You have to call into the show to win any gold coin giveaway or other silver or gun giveaway. We also had Ken call in, but we can't get him on the show time-wise. And also know that new callers to the show get automatically sent to the front of the battle line. Now, when calling the show, always use an alias to protect your real identity, as we do not want the rogue federal agencies, such as the NSA and the CIA, to be tipped off, quote unquote. So always use a nickname to protect yourself and the show. Now, on the radio show, we will talk about the matters that affect the nation. Now, oftentimes, I will play music or audio from a well-known movie or things of that nature. I do that to accent what I'm talking about on that particular radio show. And it flows well and punctuates what I am talking about in the moment, in real time. Because I believe that people learn in different ways. Some people need to hear constant chatter in talking, and they only want to hear, quote-unquote, logical points of view. I get that. But other people need the logical points accented in their mind by music and audio to cement the message in their mind completely.
We'll be right back.
Von Wien Show is back for House Band. And let's get Paul the Gladiator on. And Glenn, call back if you can. Paul, are you there tonight for your North Valley compound? Yes. How are you doing, sir?
Good, very good. Hey, I want to touch on this Jussie Smollett debacle that Ragnar brought up. So because he used the U.S. Post Office and interstate phone lines, they can't actually get him on a federal offense of wire fraud.
Absolutely. Yes, they can.
And I would assume that they are going to add that charge once they validate everything as well. I mean, here is a disgruntled homosexual black actor who possesses really no credibility. I knew when he said that it was two white men wearing red MAGA hats saying this is MAGA country, I already knew at that moment that it was false. It had to be.
Me too.
Because
bogus.
There is 0.01% Republicans within the city compound of Chicago, and they, like you said, would not be in the minority neighborhood at 4 a.m.
Yeah, let's be frank here, folks. A lot of parts of Chicago are minority and black. Jussie Smollett saying that white guys walking around with a rope wearing red MAGA hats are tracking him down and stalking him, and then they approached him and accosted him on the train. No right. way, man. No way that happened the way he described it. We all know now it's his two Nigerian friends that were hired, approximately $3,500, to accost him, and they were the hired actors and thugs to get this so-called hate crime on the books.
Right. And he had already mentioned he was disgruntled about his pay. Then he sent the letter to the headquarters of the network. So there's where he made his first mistake, because that's wire fraud. This guy, honestly, if the homosexual community doesn't just disown him, then they are just perpetrating falsehoods across their entirety of really their organization, which gives them less credibility overall on top of what they have now, which I don't believe is much. But
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, this is
an amazing story of falsehoods and trying to rip off America's goodwill, you know?
And you know, there's got to be something said about him using the Trump campaign slogan, trying to say that somehow it's connected to the president of the United States as well.
Right.
And that anybody that supports the president of the United States is walking around wanting to hang homosexuals or hang black people. And, you know, like I say, all these people who claim hate, they are the haters. But, you know, America, I don't think even gets that yet overall. You know, the smaller portion of right. us may, but people got to start waking up saying, you know, maybe there's some truth to the fact that they're the haters, not the people they're pointing the finger at.
Totally agree. Paul, thank you so much for the call tonight, sir.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Thank you, sir. We salute you. Let's get Brett the Surfer on. Surfing off the coast of Chicago in the lake there. Is it cold up there, buddy? Yeah. What's going on, man?
Things are going great, man.
Are you wearing your red MAGA hat with some rope in your hands?
Yeah, of course. I wear that. I wear that all
every
the time,
day.
You know, yeah, every day with my shirt. But, it's just, this guy's a household name now.
Yeah, and, negatively.
I mean, I don't think anybody knew who he was before this story.
If you want to be popular, if you want to be famous, he got what he wanted. I always say, be careful what you wish for, America. You just may get it.
What a way to become famous. Yeah. I mean, a household name. And I think this will be a Kevin Spacey act. I mean, it'll be the end of him really doing anything else professionally.
Yeah. I mean, the guy is already overpaid and he's got no intellect, a real dumb move. I mean, to say that, how dare you even question me? Come on. I mean, you're a star in a show, supposedly, but your star's pretty dim tonight, Jesse. Your star's losing luster, man. You look at some serious time. And
he's one of those guys you're going to see working at Circle K and if he's lucky.
Do you want fries with this?
Yes.
Or would you care for the barbecue sauce or the Sasquatch sauce with your McNuggets?
Just it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. But we all know how it is going to play out, and that'll be doing exactly that.
As they say in Chicago, it's on, and it's going down.
Yeah.
Brett, thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, brother.
We got a lot of calls. We cleared out some of the calls there. We had some more that called in during the breaks. There was a guy that, a good friend of mine, that basically passed away, named Bombardier Billy. And he called the show many times when it first started. Bombardier Billy was a dear friend, the Von Wien Show, and a state. He loved you all. He used to listen every week. He loved the callers. He's an ex-Army guy that fought in Vietnam, but he passed away back in the fall, late November. Bill loved aviation. He was a very good friend of mine. Many people knew Bombardier Billy. He would wear his patch jackets and military gear to all kinds of sporting events and aviation events. Well, Billy, we know you're up there in heaven looking down on all of us. And we appreciate you. And we know you're there with God. And we ask the mighty Lord of Lords to please watch over all of us on our journey through this life and beyond, to guide us, to protect us, and for his legions of angels to be ever vengeful upon our enemies as we do invoke them, and as we watch these demonic forces fall one by one on the abyss of their own hellish cliff. They will vaporize in the dust with the passage of time immortal, while we stand with the chosen one to lead us into the night, as we will prevail. Good night, and God bless you all from the KFNX Regal Studios.